This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. You hear their voices and you listen to their stories, but you're about to get an inside look at what goes into producing an audio story for public radio. As you can probably guess, there's some research. There are phone calls, emails, leading to interviews, recording interviews and cutting up the audio, writing, editing, sound mixing, etc. But every once in a while, a radio journalist runs into a particular radio journalist kind of problem, a little hazard or difficulty to be overcome. Our very dear Sean Hurley brings us the story of just such a hurdle.
This is a story about how I've been trying to keep a certain sound out of my radio stories and not succeeding. And how I've been trying to get a certain sound into my radio stories and also not succeeding. And how I overcame this. It's really a story of triumph. It's also about a new word I coined, bon mal, which I will define thusly. To fail to remove something unwanted from a place while simultaneously failing to add something wanted in the same place, and then seeking a remedy by simply allowing the unwanted former and forcing in the unwilling latter, regardless of the outcome. This story will be a good example of what a bon mal is. A few years ago, our neighbors traded their chickens in for guinea fowl. These birds were bigger and their eggs smaller than chickens, they told us. The eggs were prized by craftspeople. You could get a dollar an egg, for example, they told us. And because guinea hens are free-ranging, they'd probably come and sit on our porch and lay eggs here and there. But then again, here and there, if we found an egg, really we were just finding a dollar. And another plus was that they eat ticks, and they're like guard dogs as well, so if anything tries to get by the guinea hens, be it a bug or a breeze or a villain, they will sound the alarm. And speaking of the latter, they said, and it should be remembered how helpful this will be in the worst case scenario of villains coming along, these guinea hens are loud. Guinea hens look a bit like moon-colored rugby balls. They have a bit of turkey in their neckiness, a bit of chicken in the frame-skipping madness of their nervous systems, and a bit of pigeon in their smoothie sleekness. I record my radio stories at home in a funny little box in the attic. It's like a square turret that sticks up out of the roof. The door to my office is on the floor. The stairs are a ladder. The top of my head brushes the ceiling of my office. And it is, dimensionally, both the perfect box to store me in and the room version of myself. It's mostly quiet, being up in the box, as I call it, and we live in a quiet part of our quiet state. Sometimes I have to wait for a neighbor to stop mowing his lawn before I can record. Otherwise, my only sound enemies are things like the washing machine downstairs, which I can turn off, but I haven't yet learned how to turn the guinea hens off. So here's me, up in the box, trying to record a recent story on metal detecting.
Okay, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Retired firefighter Mike Cogan from Long Island. Retired firefighter Mike Man, that's just one example.
Go home.
In fact, over the last year,
quiet.
A lot of my stories have included subtle fragments of guinea hen sound in the background. I try to keep them out, but I can't hear them like I used to. And so with every story now, I have to do a bird pass, where I listen to my recorded narration to see if anything snuck in. And even if I do find something, if I can blend it away into the background noise of whatever story, I will. All the music in this story, by the way, comes from Moon Whale, the debut piano solo album of Canadian composer Kevin Saint-Ours. Kevin is 29 and lives in Quebec. He spent the last 3 years recording his first piano album, and at the moment is trying to figure out how to get people to listen to it.
So what he's saying right now is that he's working mostly by himself. He's using mostly YouTube and SoundCloud for people to hear what he's doing. Each time he has a new piece, he's putting it on the web.
That's Kevin with his girlfriend Sarah translating. Another thing Kevin has been doing, he's been sending public radio reporters links to his music and asking them to make use of it. So I've been trying to do that, trying to fit some of his music into my radio stories. I tried to drop it into my story on the Canterbury Bread Shop, and then into my story on metal detecting, but it just didn't sound right. It was too pretty, or too staring out the window at the rainy day sounding. And I realized I wasn't going to be able to do it. And because I'd told Kevin that I would, I now had to write him and tell him that I couldn't. I began the email by noting how lovely I found his music and that I wished him well, and that the funny thing was, and I don't know if it was funny or was it ironic, was that I had these weird guinea hens outside my window whose noise I could not keep out of my stories. And so I was sort of double sad that I couldn't keep their sound out while getting his in. Unless, I wrote, there was some kind of kitchen sink, all hands on deck, burst out of the cake, let the walls fall down kind of story that just said yes to everything. Like if there was a thing called a bon mal that just allowed everything to come on in. But there is no such thing as a bon mal, I wrote. I just made it up. I wrote kind regards, Sean Hurley. Now watch my cursor rise and then hover over the send button. Word of mouth? I'm Sean Hurley. Retired firefighter. Retired firefighter. Mike Hogan. Retired firefighter, Mike Hogan.